William Shakespeare is quoted as saying, "All the world is the stage." When we think about the word actor, Webster's 1828 dictionary has two statements I want to highlight. He that acts or performs, he that represents a character or acts a part in a play. We could add this definition, a person who behaves in a way that is not genuine. When we think about politicians, I believe politicians put themselves up to be someone they are not. I want to give you two examples here. Ronald Reagan was an actor before getting involved in politics. He was a liberal Democrat in California. And it's very interesting, one thing that he emphasized in his politics was make America great again. Donald Trump has also been an actor. As of March 2021, he had 19 producing credits, 233 credits including talk shows, presidential debates, documentaries, TV shows, and movies. He also was a liberal Democrat from the opposite side of the country, New York City, and he has been using the same propaganda statement, make America great again. I believe we need to wake up to this. Matthew 7, Jesus says in verses 15 and following, "Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits, not by what they say." These are false prophets. "Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them." We must be fruit inspectors. As we're looking at another election, I want you to consider there are several things I want to emphasize regarding Donald Trump. First of all, Donald Trump has deceived people into thinking that he is a Christian. He is a Bible Christian. Listen to the statements from Now the End Begins. And of course, Now the End Begins is overseen by a dispensationalist. He is not saying that he believes that Donald Trump is a Christian. In fact, he prays for Donald Trump to become a believer in Christ. But it's very interesting. This is an article dated April 16, 2017, after Donald Trump became president. Listen to this statement. President Donald Trump has increasingly infused references to God into his prepared remarks, calling on God to bless all the world after launching strikes in Syria, asking God to bless the newest Supreme Court justices, invoking the Lord to argue in favor of a war on opioids. Then Psalm 33, verse 12 is mentioned in the beginning of this article. "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance." Here's why I want to emphasize this article, because of the editor's note that was listed right after the heading, the subheading on this article. Editor's note. NTEB, standing for Now the End Begins, has maintained for over a year now that the hand of God was and is on Donald Trump and is the force behind his amazing election victory win. So it comes to us as no surprise that as time ticks on, the president's God awareness level seems to be rising. Please continue to pray for his salvation and that of his entire family. As Bible prophecy continues to unfold and long ago prophesied events look like they are about to take place. That was said back in 2017. Donald Trump does not hold to biblical Christianity. Donald Trump has a political Christianity. He says what is politically expedient. He does not believe in biblical Christianity.
"I'm Presbyterian. Boy, that's down the middle of the road, folks, in all fairness. I mean, Seventh-day Adventist, I don't know about."
"But have you ever asked God for forgiveness?" "I'm not sure I have. I just go and try and do a better job from there. I don't think so.
But I like to be good. I don't like to have to ask for forgiveness, and I am good. I don't do a lot of things that are bad."
"And when I drink my little wine, which is about the only wine I drink, and have my little cracker, I guess that's a form of asking for forgiveness."
"An Old Testament guy or a New Testament guy?"
Probably equal. I think it's just an incredible, the whole Bible is an incredible, I joke very much so. They always hold up the Art of the Deal. I say my second favorite book of all time. But I just think the Bible is just something very special.
I brought my Bible. See? I'm better than you thought, you see?
I'm wondering what one or two of your most favored Bible verses are
and why. I wouldn't want to get into it because to me that's very personal. You know, when I talk about the Bible, it's very personal, so I don't want to get into
There's no verse that means a lot to you that you think about or cite.
The Bible means a lot to me, but I don't want to get into specifics.
I hear this is a major theme right here, but 2 Corinthians, right? 2 Corinthians 3:17, that's the whole ballgame. Where the Spirit of the Lord, right? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And here there is Liberty College, but Liberty University. But it is so true. You know, when you think, and that's really, is that the one? Is that the one you like? I think that's the one you like, because I loved it. I also brought my confirmation picture.
They really, I've had a great relationship with Christianity. Oh, I have great relationship with God. I have great relationship with the evangelicals. In fact, nationwide, I'm up by a lot.
What is your relationship with God? Well, I pray. I go to church. Do I do things that are wrong? I guess so. You know, I'm a business person. I really do well at business. I've done great. I've made some of the great deals.
Not only has Trump deceived people into thinking he is a Christian, but he's also deceived people into thinking he is a Bible believer, that the Bible is a special book, important book to him.
I'm proud to be partnering with my very good friend, Lee Greenwood, who doesn't love his song, God Bless the USA, in connection with promoting the God Bless the USA Bible. This Bible is the King James Version and also includes our Founding Father documents. Yes, the Constitution, which I'm fighting for every single day, very hard, to keep Americans protected. Also, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Pledge of Allegiance are all part of this God Bless the USA Bible. And it's just very important and very important to me. I want to have a lot of people have it. You have to have it for your heart, for your soul. Many of you have never read them and don't know the liberties and rights you have as Americans and how you are being threatened to lose those rights. It's happening all the time. It's a very sad thing that's going on in our country, but we're going to get it turned around. Religion and Christianity are the biggest things missing from this country, and I truly believe that we need to bring them back, and we have to bring them back fast. I think it's one of the biggest problems we have. That's why our country is going haywire. We've lost religion in our country. All Americans need a Bible in their home, and I have many. It's my favorite book. It's a lot of people's favorite book. This Bible is a reminder that the biggest thing we have to bring back America and to make America great again is our religion. Religion is so important. It's so missing, but it's going to come back, and it's going to come back strong, just like our country is going to come back strong. In the end, we do not answer to bureaucrats in Washington. We answer to God in heaven. Christians are under siege. We must protect content that is pro-God. We love God, and we have to protect anything that is pro-God. We must defend God in the public square and not allow the media or the left-wing groups to silence, censor, or discriminate against us. We have to bring Christianity back into our lives and back into what will be again a great nation. Our founding fathers did a tremendous thing when they built America on Judeo-Christian values. Now that foundation is under attack, perhaps as never before. What can we do? Stand up, speak out, and pray that God will bless America again. I'm proud to endorse and encourage you to get this Bible. We must make America pray again. Pray, get educated, get motivated, and stand with me and the legions of Americans asking God to bless our great nation, to bring our great nation back, and to make America great again. I'm proud to partner with Lee in this offering. He's a very special man, both as a talent, but maybe even more so as a human being. He's very, very special. And I think you all should get a copy of God Bless the USA Bible now and help spread our Christian values with others. There you have it. Let's make America pray again. God bless you, and God bless the USA.
I want for us to take an honest look at Donald Trump reality. first of all, profanity and perverse speaking. He, as the Bible says, has a froward mouth. What does the word froward mean? It means perverse, not willing to comply with what is required, unyielding, ungovernable. Jesus himself said that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. He has a profane, perverse mouth because he has a profane, perverse heart. Also, another thing as far as Donald Trump reality, an immoral lifestyle. He was a good friend for years with Jeffrey Epstein. Donald Trump is an immoral adulterer at heart. Something else about the reality of Donald Trump. He was a liberal New York City Democrat all of his life until running for president for the first time. By his own admission, he was good friends with the Clintons. Something else about the reality of Donald Trump. He's only pro-life when politically expedient. He's had things all the way from different spectrums as far as pro-life and anti-abortion. He was labeled as the most pro-life president ever. And yet on January 6, 2020, it was reported that Planned Parenthood increased their government funding while Donald Trump was president. So is he pro-life against abortion or not?
Many people have asked me what my position is on abortion and abortion rights, especially since I was proudly the person responsible for the ending of something that all legal scholars, both sides, wanted and, in fact, demanded be ended. Roe v. Wade. They wanted it ended. It must be remembered that the Democrats are the radical ones on this position because they support abortion up to and even beyond the ninth month. The concept of having an abortion in the later months and even execution after birth, and that's exactly what it is. The baby is born, the baby is executed after birth, is unacceptable, and almost everyone agrees with that. My view is now that we have abortion where everybody wanted it from a legal standpoint, the states will determine by vote or legislation or perhaps both, and whatever they decide must be the law of the land, in this case, the law of the state. Many states will be different. Many will have a different number of weeks, or some will have more conservative than others, and that's what they will be. At the end of the day, this is all about the will of the people. You must follow your heart or, in many cases, your religion or your faith. Do what's right for your family and do what's right for yourself. Do what's right for your children. Do what's right for our country and vote. So important to vote. At the end of the day, it's all about will of the people. That's where we are right now, and that's what we want, the will of the people. I want to thank the six justices, Chief Justice John Roberts, Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, Brett Kavanaugh, Amy Coney Barrett, and Neil Gorsuch, incredible people, for having the courage to allow this long-term, hard-fought battle to finally end. This 50-year battle over Roe v. Wade took it out of the federal hands and brought it into the hearts, minds, and vote of the people in each state. It was really something. Now it's up to the states to do the right thing. Like Ronald Reagan, I am strongly in favor of exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother. You must follow your heart on this issue, but remember, you must also win elections to restore our culture and, in fact, to save our country, which is currently, and very sadly, a nation in decline. Our nation needs help. It needs unity. It needs us all to work closely together. Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, everyone, we have to work together. We have to bring our nation back from the brink, and that's where it is. It's at the brink, and we will. We will do it. I promise you, we will do it. Always go by your heart, but we must win. We have to win. We are a failing nation, but we can be a failing nation no longer. We will make our nation great. We will make our nation greater than ever before. Thank you very much.
Vice President Kamala Harris heading to Arizona today. The Biden campaign seizing on the state, upholding a near total abortion ban. Meanwhile, former President Trump, he came out against it. Watch here.
Did Arizona go too far? Did Arizona go too far?
Yeah, they did, and that'll be straightened out. And as you know, it's all about states' rights, and it'll be straightened out. And I'm
I'm sure that the governor and everybody else are going to bring it back into reason, and that will be taken care of, I think, very quickly.
He's also been labeled as the pro-sodomite marriage president. On August 20, 2020, the Washington Blade described Donald Trump as the most pro-gay president in history. But I think it's very interesting, even while he's not been president, while he's campaigning for presidency again, came out in Friday Church News, Way of Life Literature, that's dated March 8, 2024. Trump's Mar-a-Lago hosts gay wedding. Trump gives thumbs up in photo shoot. On February 23, two homosexual men had a marriage ceremony at Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in South Florida. The men, dressed in matching black pants, white blazers, and bow ties, cut a three-tiered cake and danced the first dance. The forum featured multiple U.S. flags. One of the partners, John Sullivan, is an official of the Tennessee Log Cabin Republicans, pro-homosexual Republicans. The Log Cabin's Facebook page announced, "An amazing time was had by all at John Sullivan and Dan Medora's unforgettable wedding at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida. A celebration of love and style that will be cherished forever," end quote. Donald Trump is not a Bible Christian. He is not a Bible believer. He stands for something that the Bible calls an abomination that's bringing judgment on America. Donald Trump also in history, this is on public record, has cheated investors with several corporate bankruptcies. In addition to increasing dramatically the indebtedness of the United States of America. Psalm 37 verse 21 says, "The wicked borroweth and payeth not again." Did you hear what the Bible says? The wicked borroweth and payeth not again. Donald Trump says what people want to hear.
In America, we love our families, we love our neighbors, and we protect our community. We trust in God. We protect the freedom of worship. And we believe in the power of prayer. We defend our Constitution. We defend our heritage, and we rally around our great American flag like nobody does. All of us here tonight are united by these same American values, and we are all fighting to defend these values in this election. This is a very, very important election.
Often throughout his first campaign, he said, "We are going to drain the swamp in Washington, D.C. Then he appointed people from the deep state swamp as president. It's interesting, he also even praised Hillary Clinton 41 seconds into his victory speech by saying, "We owe her a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country." Politicians make empty campaign promises that they have no intention on keeping. Deuteronomy 23, verses 21 through 23 says, "When thou shalt vow a vow unto the Lord thy God, thou shalt not slack to pay it, for the Lord thy God will surely require it of thee, and it would be sin in thee. But if thou shalt forbear to vow, it shall be no sin in thee. That which is gone out of thy lips, thou shalt keep and perform. Even a freewill offering, according as thou hast vowed unto the Lord thy God, which thou hast promised with thy mouth." When Donald Trump invokes the name of God as he's making his campaign promises, I believe God is going to hold him to his word. He's making empty promises, and he's going to bring God's judgment upon himself and America. Politicians say what people want to hear to appease the people. That means they are controlled opposition. Psalm 12 verse 8 says, "The wicked walk on every side when the vilest of men are exalted." It's very interesting. 33rd degree Mason Albert Pike in the late 1800s is quoted as saying, Whenever the people need a hero, we shall supply him. I want to say that again. I want you to catch what Albert Pike, a 33rd degree Mason, said in the late 1800s. Whenever the people need a hero, we shall supply him. Donald Trump, I believe, is controlled opposition here in the United States of America.
For too long, politicians have tried, oh, have they tried, to centralize authority among the hands of a small few in our nation's capital. I see them all the time. Bureaucrats think they can run over your lives, overrule your values, meddle in your faith, and tell you how to live, what to say, and where to pray. But we know that parents, not bureaucrats, know best how to raise their children and create a thriving society. And we know that families and churches, not government officials, know best how to create a strong and loving community. And above all else, we know this. In America, we don't worship government, we worship God. First Amendment in the Bill of Rights. The American founders invoked our Creator four times in the Declaration of Independence. Benjamin Franklin reminded his colleagues at the Constitutional Convention to begin by bowing their heads in prayer. I remind you that we're going to start saying Merry Christmas again. I also want to speak to all of the people, see, you thought I forgot, in our faith community who are here with us tonight, veterans and non-veterans alike. You're never going to be forgotten. You'll never be forgotten. My administration will always support and defend your religious liberty. We don't want to see God forced out of the public square, driven out of our schools, or pushed out of our civic life. We want to see prayers before football games if they want to give prayers. Children to have the opportunity to know the blessings of God. We will not allow the government to censor sermons, to restrict the free speech of our pastors and our preachers and the people that we most respect, like Robert. That is why, just as I promised Pastor Jeffress and other faith leaders, I just signed an executive order following, and this is something that makes me very happy and very proud, following through on my campaign pledge to stop the Johnson Amendment from interfering with your First Amendment rights. As long as I am president, no one is going to stop you from practicing your faith or from preaching what is in your heart. We want to hear him.
There's a popular saying, popular proverb that says, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Listen to the words of Jeremiah 5, verses 19 and following. And it shall come to pass when ye shall say, wherefore doeth the Lord our God all these things unto us? Then shalt thou answer them, like as ye have forsaken me and served strange gods in your land, so shall ye serve strangers in a land that is not yours. Declare this in the house of Jacob and publish it in Judah, saying, hear now this, O foolish people, and without understanding. Catch that. O foolish people and without understanding. Notice the announcement is made, hear now this, which have eyes and see not, which have ears and hear not. Fear ye not me, saith the Lord? Will ye not tremble at my presence, which have placed the sand for the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree, that it cannot pass it? And though the waves thereof toss themselves, yet can they not prevail? Though they roar, yet can they not pass over it? But this people hath a revolting and rebellious heart. They are revolted and gone. Neither say they in their heart, let us now fear the Lord our God that giveth rain, both the former and the latter in his season. He reserveth unto us the appointed weeks of the harvest. Your iniquities have turned away these things, and your sins have withholden good things from you. For among my people are found wicked men. They lay wait as he that setteth snares. They set a trap, they catch men. As a cage is full of birds, so are their houses full of deceit. Therefore they are become great and waxen rich. They are waxen fat, they shine. Yea, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the cause of the fatherless, yet they prosper. And the right of the needy do they not judge. Shall I not visit for these things, saith the Lord? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? A wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely. Think about how many preachers stand with Donald Trump after all the things I've mentioned, and there's even more. And the priests bear rule by their means. And my people love to have it so. And what will ye do in the end thereof? 3.5 years ago, before I knew the results of the 2020 presidential election, I on purpose did not look at any news that would reveal to me who was winning the election, because I was planning a message for a midweek service the night after the election. It was entitled, Voting the Lesser of Two Evils. It's still on Sermon Audio. And what I want to emphasize from what I preached that night is that as we continue voting the lesser of two evils in America, we have increasing evil in our nation. Well, you don't want Joe Biden again, do you? I don't want Donald Trump again because of what I have seen in his life. Again, Jesus says, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. That applies to politicians as well, who are using religious rhetoric to find votes. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. The Life of Washington, written by Mason L. Weems, has this statement. It is not then in the glare of public, but in the shade of private life that we are to look to the man. Private life is always real life, behind the curtain where the eyes of the millions are not upon him. There he will always be sure to act himself. Consequently, if he act greatly in private, he must be great indeed. Hence it has been said that our private deeds, if noble, are noblest of our lives. It is in the private virtues that lay the foundations of all human excellence. We need to stop listening to what Donald Trump and other politicians say and start looking at the fruit. For so long now, we have been told by preachers that it's a sin to not go out and vote. So we vote for lesser of two evils. We vote contrary to what the Word of God says. We vote for men who disagree with what our Bible teaches us. May God give us discernment to stop listening to what people are saying, our politicians are saying, and start looking at their lives to see what they actually really are, to look beyond their acting.